You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up on the SBS On The Money podcast, is the US jobs market slowing? We'll get the market reaction and preview the upcoming reporting season and much more. All of that next. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Monday, the 4th of August, 2025. It's a day where the Australian share market finished flat despite trading in the red for much of the day. The S&P ASX 200 up just 0.02%, 8,663. Sectors ended mixed along with the market. Five sectors on the index higher, six lower. The best performing sector, materials, followed by consumer staples, although the industrial sector was the worst performing, followed by energy and financial. It followed a pretty rough weekend on the US market following some disappointing jobs numbers, with everyone kind of wondering whether the US jobs market is worsening and the economy slowing faster than expected. It's a bit of a shorter podcast today, but for more, I spoke with David Scutt. He's a market analyst at StoneX. David, let's start by talking about the US jobs report from the weekend. It appeared to be a recessionary report. Run us through your thoughts and why you think the markets reacted the way you did, because all of a sudden we're talking about the potential series of interest rate cuts in the US now.
G'day, Ricardo. Great to be back. And you're right, it did go in shock, particularly when it came to the payroll revision. So the headline jobs growth, as measured by the establishment survey, was very, very soft. But it was the 2 months prior that really saw massive reductions coming through, 90% less than what was originally reported. And then we saw the unemployment rate going tick up to 4.2%, and it came within a whisker of 4.3%. Now, you find in prior recessionary periods that what happens with the labor market is that it looks great until it isn't. And then this is one of those moments where all of a sudden you've seen this data starting to deteriorate, and you can see why the markets reacted as they did. Risk assets sold off, US dollar down, and particularly front-end yields in the United States very much lower across the board.
How convinced are you about the direction of the US economy, though? I mean, are these numbers reflective of where the US economy is going?
That's up to debate. And I would go and put a little caveat on this report, because it is a summertime report in the United States. We know that filling in forms is not necessarily going to be a priority for a lot of business owners during this period of time. We're seeing it with our own local labor force survey that we'd get a little bit skewed data sometimes around January and February in particular. And if you look back a year ago to the day, the July report for 2024 in the United States was also very weak, almost carbon copy of what we saw. Markets rushed to go and price in a lot of rate cuts from the Fed then. And then, of course, we moved forward over time. It ended up being a false signal. So that's one of those caveats, because you look at some of the other data out there at the moment as well, and it's nowhere near that level of concern as demonstrated by the markets on Friday.
Okay. What about Australia? The RBA meets next week. A cut is expected because core inflation is down at 2.7%, but there appears to be some commentary today that there could be fewer rate cuts than expected on the horizon. What do you think?
Well, the RBA has shown its hand over the course of not only this year, but over previous cycles as well, that it's a very cautious cutter, unless it's an environment where we're dealing with some sort of crisis. And the RBA is a stickler. It wants to go and see, in particular, that quarterly CPI print coming through. And so the markets know this, but we still have more than two full cuts priced this year. We only have two CPI reports, quarterly ones, left this year. So the markets, again, are sort of jumping the gun. And Michelle Bullock has made it pretty clear that they want to see that quarterly survey. So to me, the pricing 2.5 cuts by the end of the year still looks a little bit ambitious, unless we see something really dramatic go and roll over in the global economy. And just put simply, at this point in time, we're not seeing that.
And when you combine that with other factors, what's influencing the way the market's trading today? Because at one stage it was down quite significantly, but it's slowly tracking towards breaking even at the end of the trading session. So what's moving the market?
At the moment, I think a lot of hindsight and a lot of reflection, and maybe a bit of concern that the markets did jump the gun initially after that payrolls report, because there has been instances where it's been not so bad in the past after time has gone and elaborated. So I'm not surprised you're going to see it. You could probably throw into the mix as well. I was looking at the charts, and from a technical perspective, futures bounce off the 50-day moving average, also an uptrend support as well when you look at the actual index. So there's a couple of different factors there in play at the moment as well. And when you're talking about rate cuts when it's not associated with a recession, that's not necessarily a bad thing for equities.
We're approaching reporting season. It's going to be a very busy time very soon. How are you feeling as an investor about the types of numbers we'll see?
Look, I don't think we'll see something on the lines of what we're seeing in the United States, where it's been almost uniformity beats across the board. I suspect that we'll probably see some more potholes. I don't think the Australian economy is performing as strongly as the US economy at this point in time. When it comes to the overall reaction, as always, it's going to come down to guidance. Which companies are going to go and be prepared to go and offer solid guidance to go and justify in what many instances are very, very elevated valuations? Those who do that, I suspect, will do okay. Those who don't, though, that's where the pranks could really go and start to go and play out. So keep an eye for those companies that refuse to go and provide guidance still.
And finally, what are you telling your clients at the moment, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
What I've been telling the clients recently is that Donald Trump has managed to go and get equities to record highs. He's pushed crypto to record highs. And one of the other things that he's got left on his bucket list of economic achievements in his mind is to go and lower long bond interest rates. Now, I'm not sure how he's going to go and do that, but at this point in time, I suspect that he's going to go and make that a priority. We can already see the attacks on Jerome Powell. If that is the case, if we go and see the US interest rates really go and start to drop dramatically, that's an environment where I suspect the US dollar is going to be the release valve and could really weaken quite substantially. In that environment, to me, I want to be owning very, very high quality physical assets. That's the best place to be at this point in time, in my opinion.
There's David Scott there from StoneX, and it wraps up the SBS on the Money podcast for this Monday. Don't forget, if you do enjoy it, to give it a rating or a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and to click subscribe. See you tomorrow.
This SBS on the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.